And now it's time for The Last Call with Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma.
My text this morning is from today's gospel reading from the 13th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. And this entire chapter, Matthew 13, is given over to parables. Now, a parable is an earthly story that has heavenly meaning. The word parable comes from two Greek words, parabolo, that means to cast alongside of. And what is being cast alongside of is an earthly story that has heavenly meaning. And this entire 13th chapter of Matthew's gospel is given over to parables. And that's the reason that this chapter is often referred to as the parable chapter. We have the parable of the sower, which is my message today. We have the parable of the weeds. We have the parable of the mustard seed. We have the parable of the yeast. We have the parable of the weeds explained to the disciples. We have the parable of the hidden treasure. We have the parable of the pearl. And we have the parable of the net. Jesus often taught in parables to make the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, crystal clear to those who heard him. Now, Jesus doesn't speak in some sort of lofty language. The Bible says the common people heard him gladly. He related to them. Even a little child could understand his point. And yet, at the same time, he spoke with wisdom and authority. Now, this morning, the parable of the sower. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some of the seed fell along the path, and the birds came along and devoured it. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where there wasn't much soil, and so it sprang up quickly. But since there wasn't any depth of soil, when the sun came out, the seeds were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. And other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. And Jesus doesn't leave this parable for his ears to figure out for themselves. He goes on to explain it. He says, whenever anyone hears the word of the kingdom of God and doesn't understand it, the evil one comes along and snatches that which has been sown in his heart. Jesus even says, this is the one along the path. And for what was sown on rocky ground, and this, by the way, is where I believe many people are today, along with the next one, as for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet since he has no root in himself, when trials and tribulations happen, he falls away. And as for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. And then, as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. And it's very interesting as we look at this. The sower is scattering the seed everywhere. He is scattering the seed along the path, on rocky ground, among thorns and the like, everywhere. And there's not a problem with the seed. It's not as though the seed is inferior or ineffective. The real issue is the soil, or the lack of it. And the real issue of each person is the soil of the heart. I grew up in Oak Ridge, and I remember our pastor at the time, Pastor Julius Kemple, telling me, never give up on a person, because the soil of a person's heart might change because of a death or being able to relate to someone or whatever it is. He said, never give up on scattering the seed, even in the same area and to the same person. Eventually, there may be good soil there. And he told me about the time he was making evangelism calls over in Wartburg, Tennessee, about 15 miles from where I lived. And he knocked on a door, and a man appeared. And when this man, the homeowner, found out it was a Christian preacher at the door and was wanting to talk with him about his relationship with Jesus, the man said to Pastor Kemple, "Get off my porch, and don't you ever come back to this door again." And he said, "Okay." Several weeks went by, and Pastor Kemple went back to this man's house. He knocked at a side door, and the man appeared again, and he said, "Didn't I tell you never to come to this door again?" And Pastor Kemple said to the man, "No, you said don't come to that door again," pointing to the front door. "And I'm at the side door," he said. And the man was just kind of blown away, and he invited Pastor Kemple to come in. And over the next several weeks, Pastor Kemple took him through instruction classes, and he joined the church. The soil of a person's heart. Every Sunday morning, Gene Emmett, our organist, plays a prelude. Now, there may be those that think, well, she plays the prelude to get people to quieten down or to stop talking. It's time for worship. And those may be reasons. But the real reason is to prepare the soil of a person's heart, to receive the seed, to receive the word, to soften the soil of a person's heart. Martin Luther once said, "I wish to see all arts, principally music, in the service of Him who gave and created them. I would not for the world forego my humble share of music. Singers are never sorrowful, but are merry and smile throughout their troubles in song. Music makes people kinder, gentler, more staid, and reasonable. I am strongly persuaded that after theology, there is no art that can be placed on a level with music. For besides theology, music is the only art capable of affording peace and joy to the heart. The devil flees before the sound of music almost as much as before the word of God." Music softens the soil of a person's heart. It prepares the heart to receive the word. That song Sanctuary that we sang at the beginning of our worship service today has those words, "Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Holy Spirit, fill this vessel. Make my heart burn within. Purify me. Make my life be a sanctuary for you." May the seed, God's word, take root in the soil of your heart and life this day. And may He mightily use you as His sower, His farmer, as you scatter the seed wherever you go. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you.
Heart and soul of every man.
a sanctuary, pure and holy, right and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you.
Keep me on, Lord, from temptation. Purify me from within.
Fill my
heart with your Holy Spirit. And take away all my sin.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary.
This may well be your last call to ever hear and respond to the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't delay. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2.